Editor's note. Disability is part of everyday life, and everyday life is made up of far more than one experience. It is independence and innovation, creativity and community, parenting, technology, travel, work, self-expression, and so much more. Our cover story, Troy Made It, brings creativity, purpose, and generosity beautifully to the forefront. Troy Drake is a potter with Down syndrome whose creativity is remarkable. He makes beautiful, one-of-a-kind pottery pieces, each shaped by his eye for detail and distinctive creative touch. But there is another dimension to Troy's work that makes his story especially meaningful. Proceeds from his pottery sales are donated to nonprofit organizations, turning something he loves doing into a way of helping others. We are delighted to have Troy on our cover and to share the person, artist, and generosity behind Troy Made It. In this issue, we look at independence from different perspectives. SedMed addresses the often overlooked challenge of bathroom independence, while BBGO is giving airport passengers another way to move independently. Cadence is creating new possibilities for blind and low vision users to learn, work, and experience the world, while Canadian mobility innovators are finding new opportunities for their technologies in Australia. Lil Gabby D shares her perspective on disability representation, dwarfism, and living without limits, while nonprofit Shigara shows how arts, culture, and community can create spaces where people feel they belong. Let's Gab and An Awesome Ordinary Life bring still more voices and experiences to our pages. Elsewhere in this issue, we spotlight bloggers with disabilities, share deaf perspectives, and look at smartphone accessibility features you may not be using. The Empowered Special Needs Mama Bear Journeys adds another dimension, reflecting the experiences of families and those who support and advocate alongside their loved ones. It is this range of voices, perspectives, and stories that we want to continue bringing to the pages of Accessibility for All. Each offers a different window into disability life and creates space for experiences that deserve to be shared, understood, and celebrated. I hope you find something in this issue that informs you, introduces you to a new perspective, or simply gives you something worth thinking about. Thank you for reading and for being part of the Accessibility for All community.